This is your old buddy Ian McGibney coming at you from the sound waves. I didn't pay my cell phone bill this month, so I can't use Audioblogger and have to instead settle for this far superior, if infinitely more confusing, technology. But anyway, I'm here to talk about gas. Not the kind that emanates from human beings, but the really foul kind, the version you buy at the pump. It seems that tougher sulfur emission guidelines could possibly drive up gas prices in the coming year, along with everything else that's already done that, apparently. Yes, tougher fuel standards. Can you believe that in the Bush administration? There must be a catch. Oh, right, higher prices. Silly me! They say that the increased gas prices would go towards refining the fuel to bring it into accordance with the tougher standards. Supposedly. I only hope that someone down the line is making sure that there actually is less sulfur in the gas, and that the higher prices we're paying are actually going towards cleaner air. Because I don't think that Joe Smokestack is going to be able to tell. Maybe the gas will smell different, I don't know. My brain is in pain trying to find the angle on this one. In any case, I think Bill Maher's got a point when he argues that gas should be more expensive, like other countries that price it more in line with its scarcity and environmental effect. On the other hand, that would just be more money that goes into Dick Cheney's pocket. So, as sort of a compromise, I pay the current gas prices, but without bitching about them. Not that it matters, because the Bush economy has left me unable to own a car in the first place. Which actually works out kind of great, because bike gas has yet to go up in price. Ah, bicycles. Perhaps the Bush EPA will figure out a way to reduce their sulfur emissions in 2007. Better start saving up now.